are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, let's rock and roll. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This is something pretty cool. I mean, almost creepy cool. Scientists think that our smartphone, like our iPhone or Droid, will be able to, based on our touch of our fingers, tell our health. Like our fingers and its DNA and some of the proteins it gives off. So as we touch our phones, it'll be able to tell us your prostate is enlarged. I mean, that would save you from going to the, save you from going to the doctor. Well, how do I work? Okay, well, maybe it's not too cool. We'll talk about that. I didn't think about that. I need to stay in business. If my ratings don't go up, I can't rely on radio to support me. All right, well, what are you going to do? Also, there was a report that says women will actually feel more intense pain than men. I know a lot of you men think, you know, we put you in more pain. But no, the opposite. Women will report more pain than men. We need to talk about that. All right, but we're also going to talk about I'm trying to figure out what we're going to talk about. Stem cells and vision. All right. It looks like they are getting this much closer to helping blind women or men, regain vision. So we're going to talk about that and how that worked. Pretty cool stuff. We're also going to talk about a study where they looked at kids with junk food, and kids that ate junk food weren't overweight. All right. Whereas the same kids with the same junk food were. We'll talk about why does that happen. And I'm sure y'all really all know the answer. I mean, if you've been listening to my show, you guys have gotten probably, if you think about it, if you've been listening to my show over the past 3 years, that's almost the 4 years of medical school that I got. Well, no, because I was in school 8 to 16 hours at a time. And then, all right. Okay, so you guys probably, if you've been listening to my show from the beginning, you guys are probably 1/100th of the way there. So I'm sure you already know the answer to that. So that's pretty good to know. Okay, also some other major headlines that we'll get to. But I want to hear from you. So please call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Your emails, of course, at drdahlia.com. And if you want, you can follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Thank you, actually, for all the new tweets. I mean, no, you're not a tweet. You're not, or tweet. No, just thank you for tweet. Just follow me on Twitter. I got to tell you, that is probably, it looks like it's easy to say, but it really isn't on the radio. Okay, if you follow me on Twitter, you can tweet the tweets. Okay, all right, I mean, I'm the tweet, okay, forget it. All right, well, speaking of twit, all right, Senator Rand Paul was detained by TSA agents. You guys probably heard about this in Nashville, right? All right, he went through security, something ticked off the alarm. He thought it might have been something on his leg. He lifted up his pants leg. They said, no, you need to have a pad down. He was pretty upset. Apparently, he was able to go on to Washington like he wanted to, but he was pretty grumpy about it. And I think even his dad tweeted, "My son, Senator Rand Paul, being detained by TSA for refusing full-body CAT scan after anomaly in body scanner in Nashville. More details coming." All right, here's the thing, okay? If you're going to pat down one, you got to pat down all. You can't have people, just because they think they're a senator, going through this and getting off scot-free. Now, am I a fan of the pat-downs? No. No, I really think the way the TSA is doing it is completely screwy. I mean, where the underwear bomber, and that's what started this whole pat-down issue, where the underwear bomber 2 Christmases ago had the explosives, was kind of in the perineal area. If you guys remember your gynecology from 2 years ago on my show, okay? Your perineal area is kind of, let's just say, that's what the gynecologist has to go into. And for you men, that would be, if I was talking about the anatomy, between the testicles and the rectum, okay? So that's where the explosive was. I'm sorry, I don't have any pictures to show you, okay? So when TSA is doing the pat down, not that I would want them to look in the perineal area by any means, but that's really where the bad guy, right, or the bad guys planning this planted the goods. So when they pat down and, you know, they spend excessive time on the breasts and axilla and legs, they can't go up in there. I mean, that's a pretty invasive search. But unfortunately, that's where it was. So even though the TSA agents are like, oh, yeah, we're doing the pat down, they really aren't getting to where, I guess, what started this. They're completely missing the boat on this one. So I can understand Rand Paul having a fit, but, you know, about the TSA pat down in general, but you can't expect just because you're a senator to get preferential treatment. I get patted down, and I do the Dr. Dahlia show. All right, I know I'm not as popular as a senator. I get that. But still, they told me they wanted to pat me down. I did it. I mean, I understand they're doing a job, and, you know, let them be impressed. But unfortunately, for them to find what they needed to find 2 years ago on the underwear bomber, they really have to be a little bit more invasive, which they aren't. So I could see why people are saying these TSA pat-downs are baloney. It's very hard for me to find a word. Look, I didn't do that bad. I handled perineum well, okay? So anyway, so Rand Paul got through. He's all happy. I think he's just upset. I think he's just having a little pity party because he wanted to get preferential treatment. He's just a little bit sore. We'll deal with it. Just deal with it. Okay. Aretha Franklin calls off her wedding. Remember, she was engaged a few weeks ago. We were all excited for her. Aretha, I wanted to see who was going to sing at the wedding. I was going to offer to sing at the wedding. What you want? But apparently, she didn't want me to sing. And apparently she, wanted some respect from her man. And she didn't want to be considered in the chain of fools. So she let him go. Hey, come on. Not too bad. I love Aretha. She is one tough cookie. I like her a lot. All right, don't go away. We got a lot of medical news. Medical news. Please don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, everybody. Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now, look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate. So you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery. So you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are, a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Emergency preparedness plans must include a fast way to start a fire. Fire up instantly with the revolutionary Quick Stove, a compact, lightweight, portable stove that's ready for cooking in less than 1 minute. Quick Stove, the safe, non-explosive fuel source that is an emergency preparedness essential. Quick Stove comes with four waterproof fuel cells that ignite in seconds, burn for up to 90 minutes each, can be lit and relit, and be stored indefinitely. At up to 18,000 BTUs, Quick Stove is ready to boil water in less than 5 minutes and burns hotter than most outdoor stoves. Now, the best part. Quick Stove starts at only $34.99 and comes with a 100% satisfaction or your money back guarantee. Order today at quickstove.com or call 801-784-0225. That's 801-784-0225 or go to quickstove.com. Click on the discount tab for multi-unit savings. Quick Stove, quite possibly the world's fastest outdoor fire.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Breaking news here on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Here's some breaking news. This just in. People that get CAT scans and get IV contrast, it could actually cause thyroid. Come on. Come on. You can listen to this. Thyroid dysfunction. Look, this was breaking news. It just came on. You know what? Okay, here's the problem. You guys listen to all these other shows, news, media shows, etc. So you're expecting there to be like breaking news about Newt Gingrich or Obama. This is a medical show. You're listening to a medical show. Breaking news, CT scan contrast could affect your thyroid. It just came in from Harvard Medical School. Yeah. That was... Come on, people. Really, I can't have breaking news on my show. Why can't I have breaking news? All right, so anyway, I don't have all the details, but I mean, many of us, we get IV contrast, and the IV contrast helps the radiologist see things better. It helps bring up cancers and tumors better, but this is a study where they looked at, and again, this just in, so I haven't been able to get my bearings on this story yet, you know, get my fingers into the meat of the story. You know, all right, if you want me to not say breaking news, I won't. I'm really sorry. I gotta make this stuff exciting. Okay? Look, I'm competing with the big guys. I'm competing with Rush and Alex Jones and Sean Hannity. I'm competing with Jason Lewis, these guys. I gotta show there's some meat to these stories. Okay, so anyway, it looks like Some people became hypothyroid with the use of multiple IV contrast tests. Okay, here we go. Here we go. All right, you know what? That's enough. Okay, if it's breaking news, I don't have to go into the whole story. Because honestly, I don't like the source I got this from. They're using too many words, and there's no pictures. And I need pictures. Okay. All right, well, you know what? Okay, well, let's make you happy. We'll talk about Newt Gingrich and Mitt Romney. Why not? Newt, pretty impressive Saturday run in South Carolina. Extremely, what, he beat Mitt Romney by 12 points. And I'm sure we all know about that. That's not news. I guess Mitt Romney is going to be disclosing his taxes. It's interesting because after Newt won, the Mitt Romney team came out saying they're going to, put forth Mitt Romney's tax returns, almost like they think that's what the cause of it was and that he's a little nervous. I wouldn't have done that. If I was Mitt Romney, I would have kept my cool. All right. He wants to release his tax records later, then stick with that. But the fact that after the loss, he's like, oh, okay, I'll release him now. No. It looks like he faltered a little bit. We didn't want that. We don't want that from Mitt. Okay? We want him to look solid and consistent. And I think he needs to realize that's not why there was the loss versus Newt Gingrich and him with the taxes. Everybody already knows he paid 15%, right? He's a smart money guy. He was able to kind of, work the tax system where he only had to pay 15%. But you see, to me, I know he does the tithe. Because he gives to the LDS church. So I'm not that worried about his tax returns. I don't care about that. And I think he made a big mistake saying, all right, I'm going to give it to you this week. I don't think he should have done that. Again, when I talk about politics, I love talking about politics, but I look at the psychology aspect, which is why I'm able to talk about it on my medical show, because I think there's a lot of psychology in this whole election process. And if these candidates are going to win, they need to know how to play on the voter psychology, mind, heart, etc. And so I think he made a mistake. I think he still should have stuck to, you'll get them, when they're ready. If you want to see the old ones, fine. But now it looks like he's rushing to give a preliminary of 2011. Don't look frantic like that. Nobody's asking for your 2011 tax returns. Be calm. Be collected. Now Newt won this because he looks like he has cojones. I mean, he even said during the debate, you want someone to debate, debate Obama later, I'm your guy. He was very succinct, very terse. He looked like he had the cojones. And that's probably what really won over South Carolina. Now, we'll see what happens with Florida. Everybody was thinking Jeb Bush was going to throw his endorsement to Mitt Romney, but apparently he stayed quiet. He's laying low. Seeing where this is going, from what I understand, many absentee ballots have already been put forth in Florida. So we'll see what happens. I am proud of Newt for not wearing yellow. I don't think I've seen him wear any yellow the last couple days. Hopefully somebody has listened to my show and told Newt no more yellow. Mitt, he already knows how to dress. He's fine. But like I said, I think him saying, all right, here's my tax returns, throwing it in, I think it showed a little bit of panic, and that's not what we need. We want somebody staying on course, not looking frazzled. But you want to know what? I didn't realize this. Rick Santorum, right? He's 53 years old. Mitt Romney, 64. I mean, these guys look amazing. Newt is only 3 years older, I think, than Mitt Romney. I think he's only a few years older than Mitt Romney. Yet people look at Mitt as the old guy, right? People look at Santorum as the young kid. Yeah, and Mitt Romney, looking calm, cool, collected. Mitt Romney is going to be 65 this next year. Looks amazing. These guys look amazing. Santorum looks like he's in his 30s. I told my husband, you need to look like Mitt in your 60s, and I'll stick with you. He's like, I thought you liked Newt. Yeah, I like what Newt has to say, but I like the way Mitt looks. Again, Santorum's making too many funny faces. Stop the funny faces, Rick. But Ron Paul, for his age, he was born in, 37? So, I mean, for his age, he looks good. It just, he has those jowls, and so it looks like he's frowning. He's not frowning, but it could also be Botox where he can't get that full smile in. But I got to tell you, when I found out Mitt Romney was 64, I was like, wow, he looks good. He's only 3 years younger than Newt. All right, so should Newt do that where he has the top part dark and then he has the gray sideburns? Is that sexy? Is that the thing now, the two-colored, hair? I don't know. I don't think, I just let Newt still keep the gray hair. I think that's fine. But isn't it amazing the perception? They're only differed by less than 36 months in age, yet Newt is considered the old guy. Amazing. You know what? Looks mean a lot. All right, so that's what's going on there. There, you happy? I talked about politics. Okay. Okay, no, I don't have any more breaking news. You guys are really lucky. But I want to talk about really quickly, and for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. This study that came out where they looked at 2,000 students from kindergarten through the eighth grade in about 1,000 public and private schools. And they looked at the children's weight, right? And they looked at those that were overweight, right? And those that ate junk food and those that didn't. And they found that kids who were overweight, it was almost 50-50 who ate junk food and who didn't. So there are obese kids that don't eat junk food, and there are obese kids that do. And I'm going to venture to say, and I know this is really leaping out there, that there's skinny kids that eat junk food and don't eat junk food. Okay? So what does that mean? All right? What it means is you've either got it or you don't. All right? There could be kids that could eat crap and always stay skinny. There's kids that eat maybe just a little bit of crap and they gain weight. Okay? You either got it or you don't. You know, we notice kids with Asperger's are usually more heavy and more portly. They usually are. Now, we also know sometimes kids with Asperger's are not as good at sports, but maybe which came first, the chicken or the egg? Were they not good at sports and they gained weight? Or is it because of the weight they can't be good at sports? So I think some kids have it and some kids don't. I have two kids. One never had to battle weight. He could eat whatever the heck he wanted to, breastfed as long as he wanted to. Again, sorry, no pictures. And we never really battle with his weight. My other one eats half of what the younger one does. And he's always been funny with his weight. Same exercise, same workout, same swim team. Just some kids have it, some kids don't. I mean, and look at it with your friends. Okay, you know, I have friends that are size 2s, right? I hate going shopping with them, right? You know, I'm kind of inching towards the 10, 12s, right? Extra large, right? And then these ladies, they're like, oh, I'm going to be over here in the junior size. I'm like, all right, you go over to the junior size. You're rubbing it in and making me sick. Anyway, we go for lunch. I maybe will eat one slice of pizza. They'll eat two and a cannoli. Yet they don't gain weight and I do. You know, you either have it or you don't. So, okay, what's going on then with kids in school and junk food? Well, you really don't need junk food in school. I mean, honestly, a child doesn't really need to be drinking soda pop. They really don't, honestly. They could drink water. They could drink milk. They could drink not overly sweetened juice. So I get that. You really don't need soda pop in school. But can they have, you know, pizza? Can they have some chicken fingers? Well, yeah, I think. As long as there's salad and vegetables and other things with them, as long as they're using olive oil to cook the chicken, you know, being smart about the fats, yeah. You know, but you know, junk food in schools, even though I agree we really don't need it, what this study shows is kids that eat junk food can still be skinny, and kids that don't eat junk food can still be fat. And we know that. It's genetics, it's environment, you know, what are you going to do? All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back on the Dr. Dahlia Show.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. All right, so this is cool. Your smartphone may really get smarter. Now, a team of scientists at Korea Advanced Institute of Science and Technology called CASED, okay, in a paper published in a German science journal called Angewandte Chemie, okay, all right, said the touchscreen technology on your phone could be used to detect biomolecular matter, such as done in medical tests. They think that the touchscreens will work by recognizing electronic signs from the touch of the finger so that the presence of specific proteins in DNA should be recognizable as well. Now, Hyung-Gyu Park with Byung-Yun Won were the ones who led this Korean study. They say touchscreens, smartphones, PDAs, and other electronic devices work by sensing electronic charges from the user's body on the screen. Excuse me. Biochemicals such as proteins and DNA molecules can also carry specific electronic charges. So they'll be able to tell if I'm PMS'd, right, and a little irritable, and impatient. So good, because my problem is I hate how slow my iPhone loads the internet. So maybe they'll figure out that they better hurry it up on those days. We have confirmed that touch screens are able to recognize DNA molecules with nearly 100% accuracy, just as large conventional medical equipment can. And we believe equal results are possible for proteins. Ooh, I wonder if they'll be able to tell someone's pregnant with this. They say they'll be able to diagnose liver cancer. Oh, okay, well, that's good, but what about pregnancy? Since nobody would put blood or urine on the touchscreen, the sample would be placed on a strip, which would then be fed into the phone or a module attached to the phone as an entrance point. Okay, I thought, oh, they say the touchscreen is the first step, but then another step would be you could actually put urine or pee on a test strip and then stick it in your phone. You want to know what? Okay, here's the thing. All right, the phone is already dirty and full of already so many toilet bugs. I don't know if I'm going to want to do that. But, you know, I really see this whole Star Trek, Terra Nova type technology coming more into play. Didn't they talk about that at CES, where one company has offered $1 million reward to somebody who could design something similar to what Star Trek did? You know, where you beam the patient and could figure out what their medical problem is. The thing is if I discovered that, I wouldn't want the million. I would want to take it, you know, I would want to, you know, start the company. $1 million, that's just chump change for somebody who designs that. All right, but that'll be interesting with the smartphone. So they detect with the touch, and then you could later possibly, kind of like your AccuCheck monitor, put strips in it. Hey, it's pretty cool stuff. I mean, these smartphones are designed to do so much. I mean, why not? They are really, that's why they're smartphones, I guess. Now, what's this? Windows Phone will overtake iPhone in 3 years' time, techs predict. Now, Windows Phone, do you guys know about those? I don't know about those. Windows Phone will become the number two smartphone operating system in the world by 2015. They say that Android will remain the top operating system, but Windows Phone will steadily rise until it overtakes the iPhone. Huh. The key to the revival will be Nokia, or Nokia, I guess. Huh. Windows Phone. So they're going to try to compete with the iPhone. Oh, this is going to be good. Maybe iPhones will become cheaper. Oh, I love competition. Amen to that. Because, you know, I'm going to, by that time, probably want my iPhone 22. And it better be cheaper. All right, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, this was interesting. I have never heard a reverend curse, ever. I've never heard this. But apparently the Occupy Wall Street protesters in New York, made this man curse. Did you guys hear about this? Okay. Apparently at Manhattan Church, Reverend Bob Brashear, all right, when he was preparing for Sunday services this weekend, noticed parts of a bronze baptismal font were gone. This is a very sacred item, I guess, worth thousands of dollars. When he noticed it was gone, after Occupy protesters were occupying the church over the weekend, he used a bad word. He was yelling, and he said it was like, and I'm going to use a euphemism, peen on the 99%. So that's huge. For him to use the bad word, and I had to, you know, lighten it up. All right. Now, apparently, Rabbi Chaim Gruber also is mad at the Occupy Wall Street movement because he said he saw occupiers urinate in the church and urinate on a cross. And, I mean, what are these people doing? Now, going back to this bronze basin, Reverend Brashear walks into the church for morning service to find an 18-inch diameter bronze basin and the lid missing from the baptismal font's 800-pound base. Holy water straight from the River Jordan had been poured from the missing basin insert into the base's bowl. So, you know, this was planned. About 60 occupiers had been there the night before, sleeping there the night before. When they returned to the church later, following the pastor's discovery, he yelled at them and said, "You have 24 hours to find it and come up with amends and to come up with a plan." He was mad. All right, now let's see what else he did. He said not even crackheads messed with that. He's really mad. You look at him, he looks grumpy. And again, really, really, these occupiers urinated and urinated on a cross. Okay, again, let me just put this out there. Anybody who is comparing themselves as an Occupy protester to those of us who might have gone to the Tea Party demonstrations, okay? Just blow it out your retroperitoneum. There was nobody during any of the Tea Party movements or demonstrations who urinated on a cross, urinated in a church, stole things from a church. You see, you're ruining your own cause. You're making yourself look like radical, criminal druggies. I mean, you know, they found paraphernalia. They found drugs. They found much waste, right? And we're talking human waste. And now you're stealing, really? You're just acting like the dregs of society. Originally, day one, you guys had a message. And you got all of our attention. But now you're going to start stealing from a church? Really? And you're going to urinate on a cross? You're going to lose a lot more than our respect and our attention. I hope you lose a lot more. You don't mess with that. Okay, so what's going on here? Oh, yeah, the Costa Concordia. All right, here's more news on the Italian ship liner that's sinking. Apparently, they think there's more bodies on there than the 19 because apparently stowaways got on board. Apparently, it's not that uncommon for crew to sneak somebody on the ship. I was wondering about that when I was on the Dr. Dahlia cruise. You know, there's so many people running around. You know, you board, and there's a big process for you to board. But I'm sure the crew knows how to get around it. So apparently, they think some crew members snuck people inside. They don't know the number. And they think some of the people that maybe still unaccounted for. They know of 19 who are unaccounted for, but they wouldn't be surprised if there are more. And they would have been stowaways that snuck on. I mean, almost exactly like the Titanic, right? Remember Leonardo DiCaprio won a poker game? And because he won the poker game, he won the tickets to go on? I mean, he won the tickets, but still. You know, people coming on the last minute. They did find two more bodies near the internet cafe. You see, that's what sends chills up my spine. When I did the Dr. Dahlia cruise 2 years in a row, we actually did suspend the cruise this year. Many people think that Carnival, I'm not doing Carnival, we're doing Royal Caribbean, but we believe Carnival owns Royal Caribbean. Many people are worried that it's going to go bankrupt. They're worried about the captains, etc. So I told everybody who ever wanted to get their money back while they could, go ahead and do it. That's fine. We suspended or canceled the trip this year. It just doesn't make sense with what's going on right now. And I mean, I don't know if the cruise line's going to go under, but they're really taking a hit. You know what they're doing? You know what they're doing to all the people that fled for their safety and barely got out alive? They're giving a 30% discount. The Costa Cruise is a 30% discount to anybody who wants to travel again. That's it. That's it. You get a coupon. You get a 30% off coupon. Oh, my gosh. These guys are idiots. All right. Don't go away. When we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off of your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
All right, guys, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know what? I think I've been forgetting about the phone lines and phone messages. Let's see what we have on our message line. And again, thank you for being patient. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-362-3254. Hello? Oh, no, Saki. All right, that's okay. Let's go on to news. All right, so we say goodbye to Joe Paterno today. Well, not today, but this weekend. We say goodbye twice. We had to say goodbye this Saturday night, and then what happened was I guess the news media got it wrong, and then we found out he passed Sunday morning. And Joe Paterno had suffered from lung cancer, just recently diagnosed a couple weeks after being discharged from Penn State, and we all know the Penn State story and how he was faulted for not doing more when he knew that Sandusky or heard that Sandusky was assaulting a child, possibly in the locker room. He was discharged a couple weeks later, diagnosed with lung cancer, ended up having a pelvic fracture subsequently, and then he passed away. They think he died of lung cancer, but we still haven't heard the true cause of death. We don't know if it was pneumonia. We don't know if it was complications between lung cancer and pelvic fracture. Pelvic fractures, many people will die within the first year of getting a pelvic fracture, especially when you're in the 80s. You aren't moving around a lot. You could get a blood clot. You could get pneumonia. And it's, you know, it's very, very scary. It's a very, very scary time. Coupled with him having lung cancer, which I believe was probably diagnosed at a much farther stage than we knew, just because of looking at his pictures and looking the way he looked, when I heard he was diagnosed with lung cancer, I was like, oh, okay, that makes some sense. So to me, I was thinking, okay, this may be why he's looking, you know, slimmer and the way he looks. But also, you know, you could be diagnosed with cancer early, but in your 80s, it seems to spread quicker than when you're younger. So we say goodbye to Joe Paterno, head coach of Penn State for many, many years. Horrible last couple months of his life. All right. Let's go to some of the message lines here. See some of your calls. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey, Doc Dyer, this is one of your truck drivers. I love you. I just wish we had more of your show on XM.
Thank you.
You know, after listening to your psycho boss quiz, seems like I've been, well, I've been married three times. Seems like every wife I've been married to has been a psycho. they all three slept around. None of the three ever showed remorse. I could never do anything right. I just, how do I attract them? And then, how do you find somebody that's not a psycho? I'll be listening, sweetheart. Love you, Doc.
Oh, man. Well, I love my truck drivers. Thank you so much for your message line. Thank you. You know, we had last week talked about, I guess CNN had a quiz on how to see if your boss was a psychopath. So I guess, although it sounded a little fuzzy on the phone line, it looks like he's been married three times. Married three times, all three women were psychopaths. I don't know how to tell you, you know, how to avoid them. What I would say is don't marry until you have really tested the waters with them. You know, the problem is when you fall in love with somebody, okay, you ignore and tune out the bad parts. You do, you know? I mean, my husband and I went through that. You know, many of us go through that where there's stressors, like whether it's family or job or their friends. And in the honeymoon stage, you're like, it doesn't matter. I love you. Love will conquer all. Well, you know, love will conquer a lot until, you know, you've been together for a year and then maybe 5 years and then maybe 10 years. And so you almost really need to test the waters. Now, I'm not saying move in with somebody before you marry them, but you need to spend a lot of time with them. And you almost need to spend enough time with them until you guys go through a crisis together. And I know that's kind of a you know, some people never experience a crisis, but a lot of times that's when you see people's true colors. You know, like they say, finances is probably one of the biggest issues that couples will fight. You know, they'll fight over finances. Well, you know, think about it. When you're young and you first meet, usually that's when you're the poorest. And, you know, it's like it doesn't matter. We don't have kids. You know, we could just sleep on a mattress. I mean, my husband and I did. I don't think we got a bed till years later. We just had a mattress. I mean, you know, it was good enough. And, you know, we didn't buy furniture and we lived the best way we could. We made things work and we were in love and it was fun, you know, but then you start getting a family. Then, you know, it starts to not be as fun anymore. And so you won't be able to test your future spouse unless you've been with them a long time. And you could pretty much pick up if they're going to cheat. You know, you could see the glancing eye. You could see the way they are with their friends. You could see behavior patterns. I mean, if you've been married three times, you know, I hope you've picked up the clues. But, you know, I don't know what to tell you about how to find a woman that's not. What are the signs of a woman who's not a psychopath? Because you don't know. Because the whole definition of a psychopath is you don't know you're dealing with a psychopath until they do psychopathic stuff. I mean, they hide it really well. Like John Hinckley Jr. John Hinckley Jr., they were talking about it in the news again because, again, he may be released. He is the one. Kyle's funny. Kyle's being funny. He says a talk show host is a good indicator. Thank you. All right. Wait, an indicator that they're a psychopath or they're good. We got Kyle working the dial tonight. I love him. All right. So John Hinckley Jr., who tried to assassinate President Reagan, okay, he's a psychopath. Yet you didn't see this type of behavior until he tried to shoot the president. That's the problem. These kooky people you don't know. Well, Jared Loughner, the one that tried to shoot Congresswoman Giffords, who, by the way, in news today, Congresswoman Giffords has said that she is going to resign from Congress. She's doing amazingly well, has still some aphasia issues, difficulty speaking, but she's going to be leaving office, opening up a race in Tucson for her congressional seat. But anyway, like Jared Loughner, I mean, you know, yeah, maybe some of the kids at school thought he was a little kooky, but nobody knew how much of a psychopath he was until he tried to assassinate Congresswoman Giffords and shot up a bunch of people and, you know, killing kids and women and children and men, et cetera, during the Tucson shooting last year. So, there's no way for me to say, this is a person who will never become a psychopath, but I will tell you, when there are stressful times, that's when you see a lot of people's true colors. And that's when you have to decide, is this something I can live with or something I can't live with? All right? And people get tested. People get tested a lot, especially in this economy. You know, and if you've been married 3 times, you've been cheated on 3 times, you know, I don't know if I'd get married again. I mean, that's very tough. I'm sorry you went through that. You shouldn't go through that. You shouldn't. And it really bothers me that there's people out there that would abuse their spouse like that. It's really a shame, you know, because you want to give love. You want to have somebody with you the rest of your life in sickness and in health till death do you part, you know, and they have no problem. You want to know something I saw today on CNN? There's a woman who considers herself a sex therapist that actually a sex surrogate, which like a sex therapist, not only teaches and talks about sex, but the sex surrogate actually has sex with her clients. And they interview the husband, and he's like, oh, I'm okay with it because I know what she's doing. You know, she's not getting paid like a prostitute. She's getting paid for a sex therapy session. She's sleeping with people. She's fondling people. I guess there's a movie now with Helen Hunt at the Sundance event, something called The Surrogate. Really? There's sexual surrogates now? And the husband's like, I'm cool with it. I mean, I know that's a little different. I mean, you know, she's not cheating. She's doing it right in front of her husband. But why can't two people just be married, love each other, you know, and just not mess around? We're not animals. We're people. Even animals. There's certain animal species that are monogamous. Are you telling me that animals are more human than humans? I can believe it. All right, guys. Okay, we didn't get to everything I wanted to get to, but that's okay. All right, we'll live. For those of you that could join me another hour, please stay on board. If not, you have a great rest of the way home. Be safe, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.